This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. It's Tuesday the 4th of December. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the stonkingly drunk Jill Serkin.
No, still totally sober, Mr. Andrews.
Are you?
Hello and welcome. I've just had a fabulous listener show with Scoff and Quaff, and I've had a drinking Christmas show. We've had Mad Cat Brewery, who's left us some lovely ales. He's in Faversham. And we've also had the fabulous Anno Distillers, who hail from Marden, near Maidstone, and also Colin Harkness. It's a superior show, Paul Andrews.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Colin is a scouser in Spain.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He says cava.
Yeah.
Instead of cava. So I'm drinking a very pleasant, what was this, cranberry distilled gin.
Mm.
But I'm also tucking into a drier gin, which is really very pleasant indeed. Yeah. So, I'm fine.
Yeah, no, so it's an hour of solid drinking, and now she's got 2 hours of show today with a bit more drinking, presumably.
Very exciting.
And have you got beer there as well?
Yeah, I've got the Mad Cat Brewery. He's left me the Educated Guess, which is a ruby brown dark bitter, which I shall be tucking into. I've also got a lovely glass of water as well.
Oh, okay.
Just around
the corner. So you've filled the studio with glasses, basically.
Yeah,
good.
Basically.
Well, it's good to see you again.
Yes, it is lovely to see you.
Listen, we've got some fantastic guests to talk to you today.
Show.
Yeah, yeah, you can introduce them if you want.
I will. On my left flanking, we have the lovely Floortje Holter. I'm saying this is my best Dutch, you know.
It's perfect.
Floortje Holter.
you just give in eventually, don't you? Because we're so rubbish at this.
Truly fantastic.
Where do you hail from in Holland?
Holland, near Amsterdam. Mm. But then again, everybody in Holland lives near Amsterdam because it's such a small country.
And you do bicycle, I take it, everywhere.
Yes, yeah.
With some EDAM under each arm.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
I do so much EDAM.
And you're here to talk about Kent Business School, I take it?
Yeah, Kent Business School and the upcoming Kent Business Summit, which takes place on the 11th of January 2019.
Fabulous. And also flanking Floortje, we have the fabulous Deb Smith, who is actually a real live PA and a virtual assistant. But she's here to talk today.
She's got a secret squirrel to tell us, hasn't she?
Yeah. She's got a launch.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Is that like a boat?
No, it's a bit, it rhymes with haunch.
I see. Okay.
So I'm thinking of Christmas lunch now.
Yeah, okay.
Haunch of venison. So she's got a launch, Deb. You're going to be telling us about that later on?
I am indeed.
Snippet? Give us a snippet.
It's a team building event.
Ooh. We like that. We like that here.
With a bit of a difference.
So later on, and then I do believe, Mr. Andrews, that you were hosting the Ashford Business Awards.
I was proud and privileged to be the MC at the Ashford Business Awards this year, and I've got some recorded interviews. There were 10 winners in all. We're going to hear from 5 of them today, and then the next 5 we're going to hear from next week. So I recorded some quick interviews with them, and we're going to be playing that shortly in the show.
And I was very impressed by your hosting, may I add.
Thank you.
Debonair and good soup, good schmutter. And
I was hopping while I was doing it because I've busted my leg.
And then I came over to complain that you were running over schedule. It wasn't your fault, but my carriage had... Because you're supposed to have carriages, aren't you?
Yep.
I love that, carriages. They were supposed to be... Was it 10:30, carriages?
Yep. And I didn't think we'd started at 10:30, have we?
It's early.
Yeah.
Well, it was a business day. It was a weekday. And, you know, I was with Rebecca Nutt. She had to file nails the next morning. I don't know how she managed. I don't know. And so our driver came. I told him to come at 1:45. I thought 15 minutes to go to the loo, say goodbye. I should have known. So he left. He was out there till about midnight, I think, when I trawled out.
When they carried Jules out to the taxi. Yeah,
I was the last to leave.
Yeah, she was the last to leave. And they did have to carry her out, one at each end. Yeah.
Luckily,
but that's fairly normal.
Yeah, luckily I'm so light. Mm. And who might the sponsor be?
Today's show sponsors are lovely folks at My Careers Options. My Careers Options is a platform for parents to help their young people choose a career. effectively. And basically, you fill out a series of questionnaires and exercises, and the platform gives you 10 career options that suit your talents and skills, and then talks about the type of attributes, qualifications, accessibility and salaries available in those chosen careers.
And they were on the show, I think, 2 months ago when I was on.
Yeah. So that's mycareersoptions.co.uk. Check the website out. And thank you so much for sponsoring the show. We do appreciate it.
Yeah.
We'd like to hear from you. Now, the businesses out there in the southeast of England, you can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You could email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of us and to interact with us is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag BBunker. And whilst talking about BBunker, with My Careers Option, they have a special offer. If you want to use their service, their platform, and you're a listener of the Business Bunker show, if you use the discount code BBunker50, you get 50% off.
Ooh. I've just seen something really exciting in this press release you've given me, which is mentions, well, it's about street soccer, which is very interesting, but it's an evening of storytelling, let's forget that, but the mince pies.
Oh, you latched onto the mince pies.
I haven't had one yet. That,
it's the business stories you're talking about, isn't it? Well, why don't you read the whole thing?
Well, I will.
Because it's the day after Manana, so it's on the 6th, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's just the mince pies I homed in on, Paul, because, you know, I'm having a lovely cranberry gin from Anno Distillers based in Marden in Kent, and I think a mince pie would go down rather well with it. Possibly a sausage roll as well.
So did you bring any? No, of course you didn't.
I haven't had one this season. Did you not? I don't want to peek too early. I noticed you've got your tree up. I mean, that's...
It's nothing to do with me.
Are you a shop?
I own a black plastic Christmas tree, and that's been lofted, and the beautiful Amanda has got a proper tree.
But far too early. You're going to pick, you know, by another week, you'll be going, oh, my God, clutter.
No. I was doing that last week. Don't worry.
Clutter.
I'm not putting a tree up.
And you'll be picking up pine needles and that for months.
Ah, no, I've got round that.
What have you done?
It's plastic.
Oh, no. No, it shouldn't be done. Okay, the business diaries, tickets are now on.
Because you do know that when we leave the European Union, you won't be able to get Christmas trees.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Amongst anything else. All my thyroid medication.
No, you won't get any of that.
We've got a stockpile.
Yeah.
There's no telling what's going to happen. And I was reading something else. Actually, when we were in Africa, there were businesses that were affected in Africa because of Brexit. That were losing money.
Yeah, would be.
Tickets are now investments that they'd done in the UK property market and things like that were down, and stocks have really bombed. Can't remember why. There was some reason my new husband was telling me. Tickets are now on sale for the Business Diaries, and it's the next storytelling event, they say. It's on December the 6th, so as my co-presenter Paul Andrews rightly points out, it's manana, 6:45 p.m. You can, they're saying it's a special charity event with ticket sales being donated to the Street Soccer Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at Street Soccer CIC. And they say, do join us for an evening of storytelling and mince pies. So they've got stories from fabulous Julie Monk. They've got Ben Abbott. They've got Paul Cheese, Kirsten Gibbs, and Soti Coker, who is the winner of the speakers platform. And you can find out more about that by going to channelradio.co.uk/2.
Cool.
And you'll find it.
Talking about street soccer.
Are you doing it?
Let me tell you. Street Soccer, which is a charity supporting young homeless people via the auspices of football, boys and girls, men and women, they use football as a catalyst to help people, and they give them retraining in different types of things to help them get jobs and to find homes and all the rest of it. Fantastic charity, based over in Maidstone. During the summer, they held a series of trials for the various sponsors of the charity, and we all had to go along and play football, okay, against one of the teams from street soccer, and there were a lot of football trials of doing things, and they videoed it all, and they've been playing one video a month ever since, and I'm the last video, which is due out this month, just before Christmas.
Oh, that's good.
No, they've been holding it back. Yeah, yeah.
Widescreen, I take it.
Yeah, but there's another reason why they held it back.
You weren't wearing your Speedos.
I was wearing my Speedos.
Were
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Well, you've got good legs.
Well, it was worse than that.
Oh, no, you didn't have a builder's bum.
No.
Come on, tell us then.
There's 13 videos, so 13 tests.
Yeah.
And the street soccer school won the first 12.
Oh.
And I won the 13th.
Oh, well, but you are actually quite a good footballer. Well,
yeah, 40 years ago.
Well, you won it.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
So they haven't been showing the video because it ruined their winning streak.
Oh, no. And will you be invited back?
No. No, I've been binned.
But I saw somebody was looking for a referee and I thought about volunteering you. Did you see that on Twitter?
I did see that and I would be the last person to do refereeing. The Referee Society would not like that. I'm blacklisted by them anyway.
For doing what? Just letting everything forgetting. Go.
Do you know what? I was the only player in the Boy Scouts League that got sent off.
I do remember when we did the launch for, I was doing a launch for Hilda Marie Smith in Faversham when she had a catering restaurant there. And we had five-a-side soccer or something.
Yeah.
And the dinner was being served. I could not get Paul Andrews off that field. He was in his element. He was like a boy again, running around in his little shorts, scoring goals and sliding about in the mud. And I couldn't get him off the pitch.
Mm.
So that is your passion.
Well, it was a long time ago, a long, long time ago. I have played football a few times. You know, I played in a tournament at Sevenoaks 2 years ago. But at my age, it's stupid. Yeah.
Well,
my eldest son, who's retired from sport, he played National League hockey for Canterbury, right, and he's retired. That's how old I am. He was watching me play football, and he said, "The problem with you, Dad, is you know how to play, you just can't."
Oh. Yeah.
And that's true. It's actually quite dangerous because I know what to do, and I instinctively try and do it, but of course my body just won't do it anymore. So I pull things and snap things and break things if I'm not careful.
Yeah, and you have broken quite a bit lately.
I have broken my shin, yes.
It's hobbling about a bit. Is it actually cracked?
I have no idea. I haven't actually been to the hospital yet.
Most people, if they have a serious accident, do you actually go off?
No, but luckily I had some plasters in my pocket, so I put a plaster on it and went home and took an aspirin.
Boy scout.
Yeah, it's fine.
And some echinacea or something. No, what was it?
Arnica. I did actually put some arnica on it because people kept sending me tubes of arnica, so I thought I'd better put some on.
We all mentioned it.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Arnica'd up to the halt. There's a Women in Business lunch, which is on Thursday, the 6th of December. So also mañana. It's at the Eastwell Manor, 11:15. It's an early lunch, to 2:30. It's chaired by Emma Lydiard, who's the MD of Global Radio Kent. And you can find out all details by going to kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk. Also, there's a music extravaganza. If I only hadn't had the gin, I could say extravaganza. We Are Beams. It's an event for all the family, and they'll involve the local community to enjoy the Hextable Wind Band. It's the Sprouts, isn't it, Paul Andrews?
It is at this time, yeah, obviously.
Who will be performing songs.
Did you see, sorry to interrupt you, but did you see that lot trying to flog chocolate sprouts?
Who?
Somebody on Facebook had chocolate sprouts.
That's wrong.
They reckon it was a way to get kids to eat sprouts.
That's all wrong.
That ain't given or whatever, is it?
Marmite sprouts, Harry was talking about.
On the
Superior Show.
Yeah.
So the Wind Band will be performing, it's the Hextable Wind Band, who will be performing songs from the seasons with a Christmas finale. There'll be mulled wine, there'll be hot chocolate and mince pies on offer. It's held at St Peter's and St Paul's Church in Hextable. Where is Hextable?
Swanley.
Okay, where's Swanley?
Between London and Kent.
Near?
Sevenoaks.
Okay, I'm with you now.
Or Bexley.
Or
Orpington.
Yeah, I know Bexley. Bexley Heath, Salt Cave.
Yeah.
On Friday the 14th of December, this is, so it's 7 to 9.30, there's a charity raffle and an auction, and there is also, they say, disabled access, so you're all right to get in there, Paul, with your leg. All ages, so you're also all right to go in there. And it's all to support disabled children with BEAMS. It's a local charity. I guess that details will be on the Kent Business Radio website after the show, but there is a phone number, which I'll read out. And you can email fundraising@wearebeams, BEAM for mother, S for sugar, www.bdmsummit.org.uk, and the phone number is 01322 668 501, extension 55. I think I should cut down on the gin, actually. Feeling quite lightheaded, Paul.
I'm not surprised.
I know.
I've had a tweet from Origin Training, and they say, "Hello, Business Bunker team. We hope you're all well. Origin are still looking for people to have PowerPoint introductory training on the 22nd of January 2019. It's just £150 plus VAT. If you'd like to find out more or to book your place, you can call them on 01892... 665353. That's 01892 665353, or it's probably easier if you just follow them on the Twitter. It's Oregon Training. That's spelled O-R-E-G-E-N, Oregon Training, all one word. Give them a follow on the Twitter. PowerPoint presentation training.
Make someone's Christmas extra special with a weekend of world-class piano tuition. Oh, this, my mother would love this. Luxury accommodation and delectable food and drink. You can go to, well, there's an email here, which I'll read you in a minute if you get your pen ready, and a website. So the courses are available for all abilities. There is a hashtag, Christmas Gift Ideas, and you can go to the website, which is F for Freddie, I-N-C-H, Finch Cox, C-O-C-K-S.com. And the email that you want is bookings at Finch Cox, that's F-I-N-C-H, C-O-C-K-S.com, for more info. What a lovely present.
It's a fantastic place. I tell you what, it's unbelievable. I was lucky enough to go there in the summer. Neil, who's the chap that bought Finch Cox, which is a Queen Anne country house in Goudhurst.
Yeah.
And he bought it as a family home. But he's a bit of a piano nut. And he decided, in refurbishing the place, to build a piano school in the basement. Now, when I say basement, it's more like catacombs, because they have 8 grand pianos in separate practice areas in the basement. Yeah. And it is absolutely stunning down there. And then he converted a coach house into like a small boarding house, hotel rooms. And it's fantastic because the coach house, one of the bedrooms, has still got the feeding trough and the harness loops in the room as part of the bedroom. You've got to see it to understand it. It's absolutely fabulous.
Can you play?
Can I play what?
Piano?
No.
Okay. Have you an inkling that you'd like to?
No, I'm completely unmusical, being as I am deaf.
Yeah, but your deafness is hereditary, because your dad, Victor, was also deaf.
It was.
And that's why you're often a patron of the Deaf...
Kent Deaf Children's Society.
Yeah.
It is indeed.
And what kind of... signing. Very good. And what kind of hereditary deafness is it?
It's a problem with the...
Cochlear?
No, with the stirrup bone.
Okay.
The stirrup bone grows over the eardrum. Nowadays, it's an outpatient...
grommets?
No. Nowadays, it's an outpatient operation to stop it. But that didn't become available until my dear old dad... My dad and all 9 of his brothers and my gran all had it. They were all deaf. My dad was the youngest of them, and the operation didn't become available until he was in his early 80s. So, after 80 years of not hearing, it wasn't really worth doing.
And what about you?
No, I'm only deaf in one ear, so I can't be bothered.
You manage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just thought you were ignoring me.
What?
I just thought you were ignoring. What? Young Enterprise, Paul Andrews. Mm. The Young Enterprise Company Programme in schools looks to provide a business mentor to a school team who set up a real company and trade for a year. What an exciting idea.
It's fantastic. Mm.
Young Enterprise are looking for business advisors and supporters to help in the Ashford and South Kent region. If you'd like to know more, please contact Trudy Hartridge. And she is on Trudie, Trudy.Hartridge, Hartridge, at y-e.org.uk.
Fantastic.
Well done.
I do get involved with Young Enterprise. It's fantastic. I'm the chairman of judges for Ashford and the South East on the awards. It's a fantastic thing. The students absolutely love it. They have great fun. We do not have enough schools, and we do not have enough mentors taking place. Yeah, Deb.
I'm actually an enterprise advisor.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm at St George's of Broadstairs.
Okay, so you do East Kent.
So East Kent, yeah.
Fantastic. You work with Munya Badzi and cool. No, that's good.
I'm so passionate about it.
Absolutely. Have you done the Tenor Challenge over in your area?
No.
Oh, do that. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. The Tenor Challenge is fantastic. I did a Tenor Challenge at Bethany School in Goudhurst back in the summer. We had so much fun. It was unbelievably brilliant. The kids schmoozed me. They took me to the cleaners. They really did, for money. Yeah.
I'm passionate about kids know more about careers and their options and what qualifications they do actually need to get to the job that they want.
Yeah.
They're not getting told anything, and it's
just, absolutely, yeah.
And schools advertise that they've got the Gadsby scale. And they haven't.
No.
They're not doing it at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's disgusting.
It's interesting. We're kind of running out of time, but it's an interesting thing. Yeah. Mm. We do a thing called 30-30, which is an event we take to schools where we talk about the world of work. We've been doing that for a few years now. You might need to close your ears here, Fish. When I first started, we talked to A-level students. When I first started, on a show of hands, around 70% of them were looking to go to university. From leaving school now, for the last year or so, it's less than 40% are looking. More of them are interested in doing apprenticeships, degree level apprenticeships, of course, 6 and 7 level apprenticeships. But more and more youngsters now are looking at the cost of going to university and going, do you know, I might just go to work. So it's been an interesting change, but the schools haven't adapted. They're still trying to teach them to go to university and not look at the other vocational issues.
I don't think they're actually telling them what they actually need to get to go to university.
No, exactly, and that's what we do with 30-30 is try to bring that message to them. Fantastic stuff. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to hear from 5 people, 4 of whom were winners and 1 was a sponsor and judge of the Ashford Business Awards 2018.
I really enjoyed the evening.
It was a great evening, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah. So let's hear
apart
from some
the
of
food.
Them.
This is Paul Andrews reporting for the Business Bunker Show. I'm here this morning interviewing the winners from the Ashford Business Awards 2018. And who have I got here?
Simon Teague from New Level Results.
Nice one. Good morning, Simon. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Paul. Delighted to be here.
Good. So tell us what you won.
We won the Innovation Award.
Okay. So and what was it that caused you to win that award? What did you innovate?
Well, we've been working for the past 3 years on a software program for coaches and in the coaching market, and it's been kind of, there's had its highs and its lows, but we've finally got to the point where we've developed it. We've been trialing it with KCC and with Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, working with companies around Kent, in particular Ashford, so working with Ashford Borough Council, and just testing this program. Because the biggest challenge for companies that are growing and looking to use a coach is that they don't always understand how they can get a return on their investment.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah. Mm. And so this software maps and tracks a plan that the company creates and then the coaching work that the coach does with that company.
So fantastic. That's great stuff. That's really interesting. So you won the Innovation Award. If people want to find out about you and your business, how do they do that?
They can go online. Our website is newlevelresults.co.uk.
And are you on social media?
We are. I'm on LinkedIn. So is the company. So they can find me on LinkedIn or Twitter under Simon.
I'm joined by the lovely Tina George now. Tina's director from Shoreline Communications and Agilis Mobile. They're the platinum sponsors of the Ashford Business Awards. And Tina is also one of the judges on the awards. Hello, Tina. How are you?
I'm very well, Paul. Lovely to see you again.
And you. Now, you did a fantastic job because I think you judged more than one category as well, didn't you?
I did, yes. I judged the creative digital and also the startup award along with Claire Barrows.
Fantastic. And you've done judging before as Alistair. How did you find it this year?
Well, I always find it challenging when you have to first of all select for the shortlist and then work your way through the shortlist to come to a conclusion as to who the winner is.
And on one of them, you didn't actually manage that, did you?
No. And I gave Carol undue influence as to say, as to I think we should stretch things a little bit in the startup award, because one of the things, and it's an interesting point that Alistair made, because I sat there and mentally went through all of the companies that were in the startup category, and every single company I spoke to, it was a woman that was at the forefront of it, or women. And the thing with the startup category, we are in an age of so much tech, all these incredible tech companies that are being created with these amazing ideas. But with the two startup companies that went on to win the award, what was so lovely was that you can do so much just from ordinary day things that have been influenced by your own passion for a particular area. And that really came across with the team at DC Breathe and also with Hypo Hound. And Claire and I, really, between us, did not think it would be fair to not have both companies recognised. And that was very good for Carol to agree and support us in that.
Yeah, because she had to buy another trophy.
So they were a great awards this year. And I think, again, I'm seeing more applicants coming through. And I would encourage everyone to enter these awards when they come around next year. They give you such a sense of joy, not only when you're shortlisted, but when you are then winning an award. It does so much for your business and gives you the recognition that you all deserve, that you're doing something right.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely right. I couldn't agree more. Tina, thank you so much for that. If people want to find out about Shoreline or Agilis, how can they do that?
Well, it's agilismobile.co.uk and it's shoreline.uk.
Fantastic. Tina, thank you so much. And also a big thank you for supporting these awards across Kent.
Look,
thank you
Tracy.
So much.
Hello, Tracy. How are you?
Hello, Paul. I'm fine, thank you.
You're Tracy.
Westall from Pecunia.
Of course you are. And it's lovely to see you again. Now, you won an award, didn't you? The Ashford Business Awards.
Yes, I did. I won Best Businesswoman of the Year.
That's a fantastic achievement. There's a lot of competition. We are blessed in Kent with a lot of brilliant female entrepreneurs.
Most definitely. There are some fantastic people out there, and there's some really good, ambitious women, which is fantastic for us girls.
Fantastic. So, congratulations on your award. Tell us a little bit about your business and what you do.
Okay, well, Pecunia is primarily to help businesses with their cash flow. And we are consultants in credit management, which basically means that we want you to get your money in quicker and faster than you have been in the past, and making your business a lot more profitable and to be able to grow quicker.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's really important as well, isn't it? Especially for small businesses, because small businesses tend to have the worst payment record from bigger businesses that think that they can abuse them.
Oh, exactly, yes. And at the end of the day, cash is king. So you need to make sure you get your money in a lot quicker so you can actually compete with these bigger businesses.
Fantastic. Tracy, many congratulations. Thoroughly well-deserved award. If people want to find out more about Pecunia, how can they do that?
They can find us online. We've got a website. It's Pecunia 2016 Limited. We're also on social media through LinkedIn, through Twitter, and also we have a Facebook page as well. So if anyone wants to contact us, and if anyone has any issues with not getting paid,
who do we have here?
Then please.
I'm Cara, and I'm from Realia Marketing.
Fantastic. Hello, Cara, did you say?
Cara, yeah.
Yeah, hi, Cara from Realia Marketing.
Yes.
So, Cara, what award did you win at the Ashford Awards?
We won the Creative Digital Award for our work with the Ashford Snow Dogs Project.
Oh, fantastic. I know that project really well. Tell us a little bit about the Snow Dogs Project.
So it is run by Ashford Borough Council and Pilgrims Hospices, and it's to raise awareness of the services Pilgrims Hospices offer. I'm sure you've seen there's 35 snow dog sculptures around the Ashford Town Centre and 19 snow pups as well. So they've been scattered across town, and they're actually up for auction tonight.
Oh, fantastic. So we can own our own snow dog.
Yeah, and all proceeds go to Pilgrim's Hospices for that as well. So
brilliant. So many congratulations on the award. If people want to find out more about Realia Marketing, how can they do that?
They can find us on our website at realiamarketing.co, and we're on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn and Facebook, all at Realia Marketing.
Brilliant. Carl, thank you so much for that, and lovely to meet you, and many congratulations on your award.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Hi, I've got Joe from East Kent Foot Care. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
That's fantastic. Now, what award did you win at Ashford Business Awards?
The Customer Service Award.
The Customer Service Award. That's a great award to win, isn't it? Because for those of us in business, customers are everything. And to be recognised by your customers and for customer service is a fantastic achievement.
It's amazing. I genuinely couldn't believe it when we won. I was so giddy. It was so exciting.
Yeah, absolutely, and quite right too. So tell us about your business, East Kent Foot Care. Let me guess what you might handle. Feet.
You got it in one, yeah, feet. Yeah, we work in the community. We get a domiciliary practice, but we do have clinics that we run out of doctor surgeries. But we visit people and provide a podiatry service in their home and keep them on their feet, basically.
I could be in danger of slighting your professionalism. Can you explain to the listeners, though, the difference between chiropodists?
Chiropodist is just an outdated term. Yeah. It actually went out of use in 2002, but everybody still refers to us as chiropodists.
Right.
But basically now the term is a foot health practitioner or a podiatrist. So a podiatrist has studied at degree level and is basically a doctor of the foot, and a practitioner or chiropodist is someone that's done a course and can do, like, general maintenance.
Fantastic. And you were saying you do this out in the community?
Yeah, we do it in the community. We go round to people. So we've got cars that go round full of all the kit, and we go visit them in their home. So we do a lot of people that can't get out. Mm. But we also have clinics running out of the Three Hill Sports Park and out of doctor surgeries. But a big thing of what we do as well is we look after the homeless as well.
So
we fundraise and provide free clinics for people who can't look after themselves.
Fantastic. That's absolutely brilliant. Many congratulations, Joe, on winning a Customer Service Award. A fantastic achievement. If people want to find out about East Kent Foot Care, how can they do that?
We've got a website, which is eastkentfootcare.co.uk, and we're also on Twitter and Facebook.
Gives real career choices
Many
for your child's brighter future.
Thank you so much for that.
Through simple, fun questions and puzzles, your child will discover careers they can do, want to do, and which suit who they are. My Careers Options Unique Careers Report also supports the school to help your child make informed decisions about their future education and careers choices. 50% off today with code BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk. That's BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent business community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 4th of December, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
That was four of the winners and one of the judges and the platinum sponsor of the Ashford Business Awards. Fantastic businesses. Not just the winners, but the finalists, the entrants, everybody, absolutely blown away. And I know with award ceremonies, the judges always say the same thing. It was hellishly difficult, but it was incredibly difficult, and so difficult that in a couple of the categories, they had to double award winners because they just couldn't decide between the different organisations that were there.
There were some amazing businesses. I really enjoyed the evening, and I want to thank Agilis for inviting me, and my plus one. I didn't take my husband.
I noticed that you bought Becca, didn't you?
I chose to take Rebecca.
I know why.
I thought, well, who am
I? I know why, because if Gavin had come with you, stop drinking now, Jules. That's quite enough. Whereas you and Becca, once you're together, you just go mad.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But it was a great event, and I loved seeing all the different diverse businesses.
Mm.
And it was great that Daniel San Giuseppe was there as well.
Mm, yeah.
And I haven't seen him for quite a while.
And he won an award.
He did.
Hospitality Business of the Year.
Yeah, yeah.
For his lovely hotel, the Burlington Hotel in Folkestone.
Burlington Bertie. Because he's opening a spa at the Canterbury one.
At the Abbott Spartan. He is indeed, yeah.
He is. I can't wait to go. I've been invited, you know.
Mm, yeah. Absolutely. Do you know what? I think it's about time we talk to someone sensible, no?
Yeah.
I just want to say that I'm live streaming on my Twitter. So if you want to watch what actually goes on behind the scenes at channelradio.co.uk /2, just go on to Jules Sirkin Twitter and you will see the lovely Deb Smith coming on now.
Well, there you go. That's an introduction, I think. It's the lovely Deb Smith of Ocasio Carpe. Yeah. Interesting.
You say it so Latinish, don't you?
Well, see, we got multilingual here.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, I was chatting to someone on Facebook, a member of my daughter-in-law's family, who also lives in France, and they were saying, so don't you speak fluent French then, Paul? Yeah, of course I do.
Course.
Trouble is, I'm a Cockney, isn't it? So it's Cockney French, isn't it?
Mensonge
dans l'arbre.
Say it so well.
My monkey's up a tree.
And now, today, just when we're doing so well with the French, we've been practising our Dutch with Floortje Holter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost, yeah.
Floortje Holter.
Yeah.
How do you say it, Floortje?
Hutter.
Hutter, see? So I'm a natural.
I knew that bit. It's the flusher bit that I keep getting wrong.
You don't really say that L then in the.
That's a double T.
Oh, it's just like really
she doesn't say the L. She doesn't say the L because there isn't one.
That's the worst writing ever.
I know.
Okay.
Floortje. Most people say floor though in Holland.
Say what?
It's floor.
Floor.
Floor, just like the floor.
So you don't say Floortje.
Floortje is my official name, but it's like little floor, so Tje is little.
You see how confusing she's being?
Yeah. What do you prefer to be called?
Yeah, exactly. Give us a clue, because now you've confused the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Floortje is perfect.
Floortje.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, we'll talk to Deb in Latin first.
I can handle Deb Smith, that's fine, but the carp associate, yeah, you say it.
Ocasio carpe.
Yeah, so you say it so much better. Hic est puer. That's my best Latin.
Yeah.
There is the boy. Or here is the boy, I think it is.
Okay, well, enough of that. Yeah. So what made you choose that as a name then, Deb?
Carpe Ocasio. It means seize the opportunity.
Seize the opportunity.
And I had an opportunity, so I seized it.
Yeah, okay.
Carpe Ocasio was born. And now Carpe Ocasio Creative Arts is about to be born.
Right.
Home.
Right, okay. She slipped that out, didn't she?
Yes. Yeah,
so let's stop. But let's reel it back to the beginning. When you launched the business, when did you launch it?
I actually registered the business July 2017.
Okay.
It actually became a proper business in January 2018.
Okay. Tell me the name again, I want to write it down.
Carpocasio.
No, the art bit.
It's Carpocasio Creative Arts.
Creative Arts.
Okay, but start with Carpocasio first. What were you originally doing?
I'd lost my job and... The guy...
It's normally down the back of the sofa if you've lost anything. Well, it falls out of your pockets. Or, in Jill's case, into the loo. She dropped her phone in the loo.
Yeah. And I told Paul Andrews after he'd been handling my phone for quite a while.
One of the guys that was involved with the business said, come and work for me.
Right.
But I'd like you to go self-employed. So I thought, well, I can do other things. If I do go self-employed, I can actually, you know, if it doesn't work out, I've still got... an option. So I set up Carpe Ocasio because I'd got the opportunity to do something different. Didn't like what I was doing. So in January, I decided that I was actually doing some VA work for somebody else. I might as well actually just grow it a little bit further.
Right.
So it did. It's
great. So you started off as a virtual assistant?
Yep. Started off as a virtual assistant. Been doing that all year. Mm. My love is my art.
Okay.
And I teach that once a month.
You teach art?
I teach art journaling once a month.
Art what?
Art journaling.
Art journaling.
So we need to know what art journaling is.
See, she's getting me here. See, I've got a whole stack of things that I need to ask you now and not enough time to ask you all of these. So tell the listener what art journaling is.
Art journaling basically is doing art in a book for yourself. It's not for anybody else.
Do you mean like painting by numbers or colouring in?
No, you just design. You can just do whatever you like.
Okay,
Hold on. It's the book bit that's throwing me.
You can use any book you like, as long as it's a hardback book.
Right.
When you start throwing paint and water at it, it needs something to hold.
Are we going to start throwing things at it?
Well, not literally, so we can do.
Yeah, you could be like...
No. I'm even more confused now. Has this book got blank pages or has it got writing in it?
Well, it could have both. You can have one that is designated mixed media art journaling book, which
right.
has got blank pages in it and is designed to hold anything that you throw at it.
Right.
Or you could get an old and hardback book with writing in it.
Yeah.
And do exactly the same thing. You just need to prime it with a bit of gesso to start with.
Maybe. Bit of what?
Gesso. It's basically primer.
Okay.
Okay.
It's primer for the artwork.
I've never heard of this. Is it a big thing?
It's huge.
Is it?
Absolutely huge.
I'm losing touch with reality then.
Really, really
and at
great.
Your age, I thought you knew everything.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
It's really great if you've got mental health problems because
right.
you can actually, or any worry. If you've got stress at work, you can write it down on the page. You can incorporate that worry into your design.
So do you kind of like, is it what I would have called doodling, but extreme doodling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would be great for when you're stressed by at work working with me, for example.
Exactly.
Really get it off your chest.
I get so stressed with Jules that I crush the pen.
So it's just using different types of medium, paint, pencils, crayons.
Can you use whatever you want then?
Yeah.
Whatever comes to hand.
So I'm fascinated by this. So what got you into this then?
Years ago, when we first moved down to Kent, kids had just got waited to get them settled into school, and I needed something to just occupy my time until I decided to go back.
In between taking them and picking them up,
And I decided to do some card making.
I just used to stop off at the baker's on the way home. And
I was going to say the pub.
Have some bread pudding.
The baker's. The baker's arms.
Go home, put the laundry on, then go back.
So I started making cards, and I actually was selling them at one point. And then we went abroad for 2 years, and there wasn't anybody to sell cards to, and I needed something else to... couldn't just make stockpiles of cards because they weren't going anywhere. So I bought an art journal and started to do basically what I was doing on a card, but putting it into a book. And that led to further developments and led to more creativity and gave me the freedom to do on a bigger space.
Right.
To just play.
But do you share the art journal then with other people, or is it really something for yourself?
You can do both. I mean, I do share. I share on my Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook.
I've seen some of it. It's beautiful.
And it's very creative. I have actually brought one with me for later so that you can actually see.
Yeah, I'd like to see that because it's something I'm just not familiar with at all.
But I want to take it into the workplace.
Right, okay.
So it's going to be workshops that will start at 2 hours.
Right.
Or you can have a whole day team building event and we can put it onto canvases.
What a good idea.
And how do you see that unfolding in a corporate setting?
It will have to be an after work thing if it's just a couple of hour workshop. I will take in, depending on the company, because some companies obviously are going to want a cleaner event than others. Obviously, I'll be provided aprons and things, but, you know, there's still sleeves.
Splash it all on. Yeah. Go on.
But if you want a cleaner one, then there's crayons and pencils that will give you the similar effect to paint.
Right.
If not the same effect to paint.
Glitter?
No, we don't use glitter.
Oh, I would love glitter.
No, glitter and Pritt sticks. Yeah, go on. Presumably, rowing back a little bit in terms of what you were saying about some of the applications of art journaling for stress relief and for people with mental health issues. Presumably, in a corporate setting, you can use this as a de-stressor, in terms of unburdening yourself of a day's work kind of thing.
Yeah, it could be as a de-stressor. Forbes ran an article a couple of years ago on the University of Exeter had actually taken art into the workplace.
Right.
They'd just presented a piece of art into an office. Productivity increased when that artwork went in. It increased another 37% when the employees chose the colour of the work of that artwork.
Yeah.
What they didn't go that step further to creating their own art.
Yeah.
Now, if you're choosing colours and the productivity goes up because you're overall wellness in the workplace is improving. Mm. Imagine what productivity you'll get if you're creating a work art for the workplace.
Absolutely,
it will just it does de-stress. It just gives uses that other side of the brain that doesn't very often get used.
Very important.
Well, it's funny. I don't know about you. I'm a great doodler as well. I'm a rubbish artist, but I doodle all the time. If I'm sat in a meeting, I can feel pages and pages of rubbish doodles, and so it's obviously something fairly natural that people do while they're engaged in thinking about something else.
If you think about it, we all we all started by drawing. Mm. The first thing you do when you're a child, you don't form letters.
You draw.
You draw.
Yeah.
So it's just bringing you back to that, really, and just letting out that inner child that little bit more.
It's funny you should say that. This is unconnected, but not. One of my hobbies is evolutionary neuropsychology, but I follow some paleontology people on Twitter, and one of them posted the other day one of the oldest cave paintings they found in the Altamira caves in Spain, and it's of an owl, and the owl's head is turned through 360 degrees or whatever it is, you know, that you normally depict an owl in. But the picture is fantastic, but it's been drawn with someone's fingers. So they've used their fingers to draw it in mud, and then it baked hard on there. And they estimate, through analysing the mud, that the drawing was done 45,000 years ago. So it's now the oldest cave painting drawing that they've got. And it's absolutely stunning, this picture. Someone's just got a handful of mud and gone like that and drawn an owl, and it's lasted 45,000 years, and you can still tell what it is. It's a barn owl.
Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And that's the art. That's the beauty of art, isn't it? It just doesn't matter what form it takes.
Absolutely.
So you're
going to roll out this art journaling course.
Yeah.
And you're going to target corporates and stuff like that. Oh, it's interesting. It's fantastic. I love that as an idea, and I love the thought of you doing it. As a business, how do you think that's going to work for you?
Hopefully very well.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Until it gets going,
yeah,
I've no idea.
Yeah.
Because it's all new. It's
absolutely.
I've had a quick look at some of the team building websites. Mm. They're doing little arty things, but they're not really doing much.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? Because there are loads of, as you say, those kind of activities, but quite often they're the same. So having something different is kind of useful, really, isn't it?
Well, I think so. And it will be so completely different because every piece will be different.
Mm.
I'm not going to go in and say, this is what you've got to produce.
Mm.
It's going to be, right, this is what we're going to use, but it's up to you what we produce,
okay,
what you produce.
What do you say to those people, such as myself, that go, I just can't draw. I can't do anything.
A twaddle. You don't need to draw to do art journaling, because you're just, it really is just slapping colour down onto.
No, I won't go there. I was going to smear myself in colour and roll around.
Well, you could, yeah. You could do that on a canvas with some, and then you can add layers of paper and.
Right.
I think the exciting thing is that we're always using that right side of our brain. Mm. You know, I find that, especially with my work with social media and stuff like that, I'll be doing my social media and I'll come out maybe 2 hours later and it's like I've been in an absolute time warp. You know, where the hell did those 2 hours go? And you know that your brain, it's like when you drive, you should not use your phone because your brain just goes a certain different way. And the fact that you're using the creative side of your brain just allows it all to unwind. I think it's hugely important and something we've forgotten since we were kids at school.
Yeah, and if you pick up a pen or a paper and just like you with your doodling, Paul, you lose yourself in that doodle, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And your brain unwinds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it just naturally de-stresses. You don't need medication. You just need crayons.
Because it is funny, isn't it? I don't know if you do this. When you start doodling, if you start to doodle anything that looks remotely like something useful, you suddenly start to pay attention to the doodle and fill it in and colour it in and add bits to it and grow it into something more than just a doodle or attempt to.
Yeah, so yeah. You've actually started art journaling.
Yeah.
You just haven't put the colour on it.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, I always do monochrome. It's my monochrome is my style. That's my, what do they call it?
Your genre.
No.
Your muse.
No. My signature. It's my signature. It's my signature art is monochrome. Yeah.
I should come to your first exhibition, can't we?
Would you?
Yeah.
My mum's an artist. And funnily enough, she took up art very late in life. And she's 90 in a couple of weeks' time. And she just did a watercolour painting. And a local magazine saw it and have asked to feature it on the cover of their magazine.
That's lovely. lovely. Yeah. Which magazine is that?
I'm not sure. My mum was telling me about it on Saturday, but I wasn't listening.
That reminds me. Were you watching the football?
Yeah.
Yeah. That reminds me of Lisa Marie's mum, who wrote the book, didn't she?
Yeah.
About her childhood. I bought that book. And also her dad had the photography exhibition that we went to. Do you remember at Horsebridge?
Yeah, absolutely.
Lovely, because they're pensioners, you know.
Well, it's interesting. My mother-in-law, well, technically my mother-in-law, Carol, she paints miniatures. She just had an exhibition at the ICA in Pall Mall and sold a lot of miniatures. Absolutely fabulous. So, you know, I mean, art is one of those things that a lot of people indulge in because they can and because it is therapeutic in and of itself just to do something and create something. Yeah, no, I get that. Fantastic. We wish you much luck with that, Deb. If people want to find out about either your VA services, are you going to continue with your VA services?
Well, I'll continue for the foreseeable.
She's got no choice with me.
Yeah.
I can't do without her.
Until it comes to a point where hopefully the creative arts
will take over. Yeah,
but that's going to be
okay. So, if people want to find out about this, how can they do that?
They can do it in numerous ways. Mm. They can go onto my new website. It's just a holding page at the moment, which is cocreativearts.co.uk.
Co Creative Arts. Yep.
Rather than having the full Carpaccio. They can go on to the Carpaccio Creative Arts Facebook page and on my Carpaccio Carpe Twitter. At the moment it's still on there, and there will be Instagram. I do have a Notations of a Crafter Instagram and Facebook page, which has all my art on it.
Fantastic.
So there's lots of ways. Or just email me at debs@carpaccio.co.uk.
Fantastic. I'm going to draw you a picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to draw you a picture so that you can have something to show off.
That'd be great.
Or something like that.
I could put it on a page later.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Paul Andrews did this.
Yeah.
His era. I was going to say that...
My speciality is Daleks.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that.
We all make mistakes as the Daleks. They're climbing off the
dustbin. Yeah.
He's known me for 10 years. He knows that joke very well. It's one of my better ones.
It's your only joke, to be fair.
Maybe. I would say that Deb Smith, Carpaccio, has helped me in no end of ways, but especially with the Slope Off Friday and also with the Chateau, Slope Off Friday, where we went over to the Chateau de Lise. Where I literally fire stuff at her and she goes, yeah, and she does it all. And getting the FSB diners together, getting them to pay, choose their menu, it's a whole saga, isn't it, Debs?
It is a bit, yeah.
So she's very long-suffering, but big thank you to her, because without her I couldn't do it.
Absolutely. Fantastic. We wish you much success with that, Debs.
I'm sure it
will be a rip-roaring success. Do let us know how it goes and regularly tweet us to let us know about your workshops and the things that you're doing. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Deb Smith of Carpaccio, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brilliant. I've got dozens of tweets coming in still. I've had a tweet from Karen Ortiz, and she says, get your tickets to the fabulous workshop where I'll be sharing with you my knowledge on SEO, search engine optimization, web analytics. Since I started in the world of marketing, I've learned a huge amount about these things, and she's going to be imparting that knowledge. It's taking place in January at Fruitworks in Canterbury, and the proceeds, or some of the proceeds from the workshop, are actually going to our old friends at Street Soccer Academy.
Again?
Yeah. So best way of finding out about it and the dates is to follow Karem on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is Karem, KeremOritz 1986. That's Karem Ortiz 1986. I guess means she's what, 33?
I like what you did there. I'm interested in her name, because Karem for me is a Muslim Egyptian.
She's from Chile.
Okay, because Karem is also a Muslim.
Yes, it is.
Man's
but,
name.
But she's from Chile.
So I'm interested.
She's Chilean.
Paul, there was a... Oh, here we are. Carl's from Kent.com says, hi, Jules Serkin and him.
They've been talking to you.
Yeah. And they mentioned you, but, just as an afterthought. How about a new car for Christmas, Santa?
Well, there you go.
Can we have a business bunker shout-out? You can use the hashtag listener... hashtag #BBunker for a shout out, and they say please from carsfromkent.com, and that you've had that, so there you go.
Thank you.
A nice one.
I've had a tweet from Athelbrey, and I said, could we have a reminder shout out for our assertive communication course on the 24th of January at Chilston Park. This is the last opportunity this week to enjoy a 20% discount as an end to our 20th anniversary celebrations. If you're a charity, there's an extra discount to be had as well. So if you want to find out about their assertive communication course taking place at the wonderful Chilston Park Hotel at Lenham, same way actually, but it's near Lenham, do follow them on the Twitter, Athelbray Limited, A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E-L-T-D, Athelbray Limited, or in fact you can call them on 01-892-832-059. That's 01-892-832-059.
And Athelbray also say, quite a seasonal tip this on Twitter, it's their reverse advent calendar. There's a hashtag reverse advent calendar. Day four, please remember it isn't always food stuff that is needed by food banks. Check with your local branch to see what personal items are also needed. Women's toiletries, very much in demand, and that's something that I'm looking at in Whitstable as well with the church. So that's a good one. And also Supply My Business, the lovely Martin White, says Slope Off Friday. See what I did there? It's this Friday. It's lunch with Jewel Serkin in association with FSB Kent. It's the 7th of December and we're dining at the Empire Rooms in Ramsgate. There are a few places left and a menu. So the cost is £23.95 for three fabulous courses, including a free welcome drink. Just contact Jules Serkin and we will put you through.
Fantastic. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom and then we'll be back with another fabulous guest.
On the hour, Channel Radio News Update.